constant obligation backed up by tradition and magic. Not a bird. Gonagal, the bard of the clan, skilled in musical instruments, poems, stories, and songs. Hag, a witch of any age. Hag o' Hags, a very important witch. Hagging, haggling, anything a witch does. Hidlins, secrets. Kelda, the female head of the clan, and eventually the mother of most of it. Fegal babies are very small, and a Kelda will have hundreds in her lifetime. Lang Syne, long ago. Last world. The Fegals believe that they are dead. This world is so nice, they argue, that they must have been really good in a past life and then died and ended up here. Appearing to die here means merely going back to the last world, which they believe is rather dull. Mudlin, useless person. Pisht, I am assured that this means tired. Schemy, an unpleasant person. Scuggan, a really unpleasant person. Scunner, a generally unpleasant person. Ships, woolly things that eat grass and go bar, easily confused with the other kind. Spavey, see Mudlin. Special sheep liniment. Probably moonshine whiskey, I am very sorry to say. No one knows what it to do to sheep, but it is said that a drop of it is good for shepherds on a cold winter's night and for fegals at any time at all. Do not try to make this at home. Spog, a leather pouch worn on the front of his belt where a fegal keeps his valuables and uneaten food, interesting insects, useful bits of twig, lucky dirt, and so on. It is not a good idea to fish around in a spog. Steamy, found only in the big fegal mounds in the mountains where there's enough water to allow regular bathing. It's a kind of sauna. Fegals on the chalk tend to rely on the fact that you can get only so much dirt on you before it starts to fall off of its own accord. Whaley, a general cry of despair. Chapter 1. The Big Snow. When the storm came, it hit the hills like a hammer. No sky should hold as much snow as this, and because no sky could, the snow fell in a wall of white. There was a small hill of snow where there had been, a few hours ago, a little cluster of thorn trees on an ancient mound. This time last year there had been a few early primroses, now there was just snow. Part of the snow moved. A piece, about the size of an apple, rose up, with smoke pouring out around it. A hand, no larger than a rabbit's paw, waved the smoke away. A very small but very angry blue face, with the lump of snow still balanced on top of it, looked out at the sudden white wilderness.
"Ach, Crivens," it grumbled. "Will you no look at this? 'Tis the work of the wintersmith. Noo there's a scunner that will na tak no for an answer."
Other lumps of snow were pushed up. More heads peered out.
"Oh, Whaley, Whaley, Whaley," said one of them. "He's found the big wee hag again."
The first head turned toward this head and said,
"Daft Woolly."
"Yes, Rob."
"Did I no tell you to lay off that Whaley business?"
"Aye, Rob, you did that," said the head addressed as Daft Woolly.
"So why did you just do it?"
"Sorry, Rob, it kinda busted oot."
"It's so dispiriting."
"Sorry, Rob."
Rob anybody sighed.
"But I fear you're right, Bully. He's come for the big wee hag right enough. Who's watching over her doon at the farm?"
"Wee dangerous spike, Rob."
Rob looked up at the clouds so full of snow that they sagged in the middle.
"Okay," he said, and sighed again. "It's time for the hero."
He ducked out of sight, the plug of snow dropping neatly back into place, and slid down into the heart of the fegal mound. It was quite big inside. A human could just about stand up in the middle, but would then bend double with coughing, because the middle was where there was a hole to let smoke out. All around the inner wall were tiers of galleries, and every one of them was packed with fegals. Usually the place was awash with noise, but now it was frighteningly quiet. Rob Anybody walked across the floor to the fire where his wife, Jeannie, was waiting. She stood straight and proud, like a Kelda should, but close up it seemed to him that she had been crying. He put his arm around her.
"All right, you probably ken what's happening," he told the blue and red orc.